Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again for Closing the Wealth Gap. The one show, maybe the only show, that shows you how to close the wealth gap in your own life with the man who's done it for many, our wealth coach himself, Tyrone French. Hey, Tyrone.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody, to this episode of Closing the Wealth Gap. I'm your host, Tyrone French. And I want to put this out. First and foremost, disclaimer, this show is not about giving investment advice. What we do is we try to give out information, pertinent information for educational purposes only. What we'd like for you to do is link up with a professional or an advisor in your area that has the credentials and the credibility to answer your questions and to take your financial plan that much further. I'd also like to give a shout out to our sponsor, Long Beach BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Now, Long Beach BMW is proud to sponsor veteran-owned businesses. So, you know, the general manager over there, his name is Robert Lee. Google Long Beach BMW, you know, reach out to them, give them a call, and just let them know that, you know, you support Closing the Wealth Gap and to thank them for supporting veteran-owned businesses.
And they're your dealer, aren't they? That's where you
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Love my BMW.
All right.
So I tell you what, we got a guest today. His name is Spencer Barkley. And his mission with the company that he runs, he's the founder and CEO of a company called Saveology. Now we're going to get into the name and everything and the title in a minute, but Closing the Wealth Gap, this Saveology is the epitome of what we represent. And I'm not going to get into all the accolades about Spencer because we'd be on this, we'd be talking for the next 15 minutes. But again, Spencer Barkley, founder, CEO of Saveology. How you doing, sir?
Doing super well. Thanks for having me, Tyrone.
Well, we're glad. I'm glad that you took the time to you know, to take advantage and to you know, to listen and promote Saveology to my audience, because again, when I started out in financial services, there's a huge market for wealth management for the top 5%, and they're going to be fine. It's the 95% that we just have to connect with, because in my opinion, that is the driving force of the economy. And that segment, they're living either paycheck to paycheck or month to month. And, you know, again, I just, with Closing the Wealth Gap, I want to solve that problem to where, as people, we're on an equal plane financially. And so when I found out about Saveology, I literally got giddy. And when I went to the website and when I saw what you guys did, I had to reach out to you, and you know, you accepted the invitation to be on this show. So what I'm going to do is step back, because we don't have a whole lot of time, but I'm going to step back and ask you, you know, introduce yourself. What do you do? What motivated you to fill this space?
I appreciate the question, and I'm glad we speak the same language, Tyrone. Our missions align so closely with Closing the Wealth Gap and bringing financial planning to people who haven't had it in their past, right? All the benefits that come from financial planning. We want everyone to realize those same benefits. So yes. I'm glad I'm here with you today. I'll tell you a little bit about the background of Saveology and where the company came from, and let you dive in with a few questions of your own.
Yes.
I think to start, it has the same motivation that you have and that I've shared with you in the past, which is that we saw a big gap in the financial services and the behaviors between the top few percent and the bottom 90 something percent. And we wanted to fix that. So my background came in entrepreneurship and financial services. I started and ran a credit repair company for a little bit, and then helped a friend build an estate planning company. And then we built a 401k provider where we made 401ks more accessible to small businesses. And all of those I thought were good. I thought we were doing good things. But what I didn't get out of those is I didn't see big behavior changes out of the people that we were serving. And that's what we wanted to do. And so after we sold Benefit Guard, which is the 401k company, we sold it to an HSA provider called Health Equity. And I saw once again more gaps where in that specifically towards health, But our mission was connecting health and wealth. And I said, there's more that we can do. So I left Health Equity after about 18 months and started brainstorming what we could do to close that wealth gap that you're talking about, to bring these benefits to everyone. And at first, I didn't know or even think that it would be related to financial planning. But the more and more research that we did into the statistics and then into the outcomes, we found a strong correlation between financial planning and outcomes. So I'll share a couple of those to start with a few of the statistics that I found interesting. At that time when we were starting Saveology, which was early 2019, we found that more than 60% of people lived paycheck to paycheck. And that kind of broke my heart because that's a hard life to live.
Yes.
Most of us have been there at one point because we were all college students or newlyweds or just getting started in our careers. But to have people continue on that path for a long time is something that I wanted to change. Equally, I found that they weren't insured. More than 80% of people have gaps in their insurances, which are either missing a key policy or underinsured with life insurance, which means they're kind of set up to have more risk in their life.
Absolutely.
Than they want to take.
Absolutely.
Millennials specifically, 78% of millennials haven't done any estate planning.
Absolutely.
And we think that we're invincible, but we're not. And so I wanted to close that gap too. I said, let's get estate planning into more people's hands. And so as I did more and more research, we came up with we found a statistic where households that did financial planning were 2.5 times more likely to be saving enough for retirement.
Yes.
And since most millennials are on average saving a net negative rate, right, even if they think they're putting away money, they have student loans and mortgage interest that's counteracting some of that savings. So we said, well, let's give them that benefit of financial planning and let's have them be 2.5 times more likely to save enough for retirement.
Absolutely.
And so that pushed us in this direction. That's the shove that we needed to decide to democratize financial planning.
Absolutely. And that gap that you talked about as far as the millennials, that's the perfect time. Based on their group, they have more time than let the compounding effect kick in with their investments, with their financial strategies. So like I said, what you're doing, you just hit the mark. You hit so many different categories and so many different levels of financial wellness that, like I said, when I saw this platform, it was amazing. So how do people plug in to Saveology?
Yeah, I think even a little more expansion on that story helps you understand how to plug in there. So we decided to make financial planning more accessible and had to figure out how to do it. So we combined whatever we could automate from financial planning with a little bit of human element to create what is Saveology now. So right now on a direct-to-consumer side, most people come to Saveology.com and they have an interest in improving their personal finances some way. And it takes them about 5 minutes to build a financial plan.
Wait. Let me stop you there.
Yeah.
A lot of times when people talk, or they think about a financial plan or estate planning, they're in their minds, they're thinking about, sitting across the table from a planner. They have all of this information that they have to gather. They got to go through this software that may take a couple of hours or even sometimes a couple of days. So what you're telling me is that when you plug into Saveology, it takes around 5 minutes just to start?
5 minutes to get started. And those things that you just mentioned are the reason why traditional financial planning isn't in the hands of the other 95%.
Yes.
If the average financial plan costs $2,200 in the United States, and whether that is paid as an upfront money or commissions and assets under management, like there's a cost to those financial plans, which makes it inaccessible to most people. Yes. So the burdens that we wanted to overcome were, number one, the cost. Let's find a way to give it to as many people as we can, not charge $2,200 to do that.
Yes.
Number two, the time that it takes. And you hit that one on the head, that it can take hours to work with a financial planner to build a plan. And for most people, they don't need an incredibly complex plan yet, right? They need somewhere to get started, and then they can move towards a more complicated plan. And then number three, probably the last one, is the simplicity of it. People don't understand financial plans. In our research, one of the guys I did an interview with, he said that he had gone to a financial planner about a year and a half before that. He got a 60-page financial plan from that financial planner. And after leaving the office, he never looked at it again because he didn't understand anything that was in it.
That's right.
So cost associated with it is one of those. The speed associated with it is another one of those. And then the simplicity. And so we wanted to make it accessible and affordable to everyone. So 5 minutes is what it takes to get started. Now, you can't expect that in 5 minutes you will master your finances.
Exactly.
You can expect that you will have a good starting point to then start making the right moves towards mastering your finances. But so that 5 minutes is just the requirement to onboard the first time.
what I found, and when I looked at this web, your platform, it was so user friendly that it allowed me to keep going and to keep going. And it wasn't very intrusive. It was asking me basic questions. And when I finished that process, I had something almost like a roadmap that I could look at, to whereas now I didn't have to think about or guess what my next step was going to be. The computer or the platform was actually giving me action steps to take, which I thought was brilliant, because in the beginning, everything is difficult. You know, even if it's not in your mindset, could think, well, this is going to be harder than I anticipate. So a lot of people don't even start. Whereas your system, like I said, it allows you to plug in. It allows you to interact. And at the same time, when I was reading the bio or the way everything was set up, there's also an avenue to whereas you can actually have coaches to coach you and help you and assist you along the way to get to where you want to go.
The coaching was a later addition. When we first launched the platform in October of 2019, is when we finally had finished the initial build on it. Our goal at that point was to solve a couple key problems that we had found in a couple focus groups that we did, which is that people wanted to be told what to do and how to do it, which kind of surprised me. Like, I'm one who sometimes resists being told what to do and how to do it. But when it comes to money, a lot of us don't know enough to make all the right decisions. And so we feel better when someone else tells us what to do and then ideally can provide education on how to do it. So the technology did that, but not everyone is only comfortable with technology. A lot of people want or need additional help.
Hands-on, absolutely.
Yeah. And humans, you know, therapy and coaching has the ability to change behavior. And so that's when we added the financial coaching on top of that. And what we discovered after building that first, I think it was about 25,000 financial plans for people, there was a need for coaching, but there was also a need for distribution. And, you know, giving out free financial plans is a great start. I believe we really helped a lot of people by doing that. But ultimately, we needed a sustainable and scalable business model. And so we wrapped up some bundles of our financial planning packages. And now we sell those through employers as a financial wellness benefit. We sell them through financial advisors, coaches, and coaches and planners like yourself, that they can then help more people get access to subscription-based or holistic financial planning. And then we still have the direct-to-consumer market for people that still want to come to us directly.
I want to touch on what you just said about, you know, the platform. It's free. Let's say if their employer offers Saveology, how would that work based on them first asking their employer if it's even available? And two, if they have enough people at that company that want to start this project, how would the employer be able to facilitate adding Saveology to the benefit packages that they already have?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I love that we're moving into a new modernized economy and workforce where these benefits are becoming more prevalent. Yes. Because it, you know, there was a day when it was just health insurance, and then maybe we added 401k on top of it. And now, now we look at that more holistically and we say, how else can we help our employees? So employers are choosing to provide benefits like financial wellness or even mental health to their employees. Yes. And that there are advantages to doing it that way. For example, our free platform, the direct-to-consumer free version, everyone comes, they can use all the technology behind it, they can get their financial plan, their action items, their report card, et cetera. But they don't get the full benefit of the financial coaching if they're not on one of those premium versions. And the employer can pay for that for their employees and can customize it back to that employer so that those employees can take more advantage of the benefits that they have to offer. And we track, you know, some other things for the employer to help them understand the impact of the benefit. So I think your question is, how do we get it to the employer? And we have had employees of companies that have used Saveology directly and then gone to their employers and said, hey, can we pay for this for more people? Yes. And we love getting those referrals. An HR manager calls us up and says, hey, one of my employees told me we need to offer Saveology. That's that makes me feel good. It means that we've been doing our job and our marketing is starting to work. But a lot of the times we have HR managers now that are just realizing they need to do more for their employees. And so they start looking for benefits. That's when they find Saveology and come back.
What they're doing is actually adding value to their workspace. And a financially fit employee is going to be a better employee. And if it's still free to the employee, and it's in the employer can actually write this off as a benefit. It's a win-win. So how do advisors, because I have a huge network of financial advisors that would love to be able to add this to their clients. How do they get started? Or what would be the incentive for them providing this to their client?
Yeah, so I think to understand why an advisor would even want to do it in the first place is a good start, because the traditional market is about planning for the high net worth individual. And we have more people entering the advisor workforce in that industry that are now looking to expand that. And we wanted to make this accessible for them for two big reasons. Number one, we want them to serve that other 95%. And number two, we want them to get access to distribution through employers in the same way that we do. And there aren't a lot of advisor tools out there that allow an advisor to provide a financial wellness benefit to an employer to right. get access to all those employees. That's bulk distribution. And Tyrone, I would bet that you would be thrilled having an employer say that you could come financial plan for all 100 employees.
Right? Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's what we do is we create the software that we first test to direct to consumer. And now we say, let's give that to advisors so that they can provide the same benefit. They replace our coaching with their own coaching. And then they use the digital financial planning platform to track the progress of their users. They get it in their hands for free to any prospect or active client of theirs. And then they hold their hand throughout the process. So an advisor can provide more value than we can provide directly at Saveology, because an advisor has personal relationships exactly. that we don't have. Exactly. So we want to provide that to them. So an advisor would reach out to us. They can go on our site, saveology.com/advisors. They can read about the product and they could submit a form to talk to one of our account executives or one of our partnerships guys. And we're happy to show them what the benefit is. But what I love is that people are looking for it now. Advisors yes. are saying, my traditional tools only let me plan for the wealthy, and I need to help other people plan. And Saveology does that because we aren't targeted towards the top 3%. Our financial planning is very holistic. We look at the small things like cash flow, down to insurances, you know, renter's insurance, auto insurance. Do they cover those basic risks? To savings rate, how much are they right. saving? Are they saving enough money? Retirement projections are included in there, but basically everything that someone in that 95% would need is what we try to get them to. And then a financial coach or planner along the way can help them succeed Absolutely. Even more.
And also what I see with this platform is when people start, and again, they're in that 95 percentile where the average 401k balance is less than $30,000. But once they add the platform, once they focus on some of these things, these categories, now they're a better candidate down the road, maybe 2, 3, 4 years from now, that they can sit down in front of a certified financial planner with a balanced portfolio, and they understand the terminology. They understand the lingo to whereas now it's not just foreign. And when they get a financial statement, they can dissect that financial statement to whereas they understand the pros and the cons, and they are a part of the decision-making process.
Right.
And I love that.
Yeah. So we have some pretty diverse use cases on an advisor platform. We have one advisory firm, for example, that rolls it out to every 401k plan that they service. And they do it for two reasons. Number one is they don't want to have to meet with every single participant every quarter to talk about their financial plan. Number two is so that they can identify who would be good prospects for their private wealth management. And I think that that's important too, is once you get the data of all of the people filling out financial plans, which the advisors have access to, then they could decide if someone is a better candidate. And you might not know based on their 401k balance alone if that person has enough money to work with, right? Exactly. They could have come from another company with a $500,000 401k plan that they rolled out to an IRA. And if they only have $15,000 in their new 401k, that advisor might not ever talk to or touch them. Exactly. So we want to help them prospect, and we want to help them service business a lot more effectively.
Well, Spencer, like I said, you guys over at Saveology, you're filling a need in the marketplace, but it's more than just filling a need and providing a service. You're literally changing lives, and you're changing mindsets to whereas now people can really begin to understand generational wealth and how generational wealth is created, and to understand that this is a journey. Let's say this platform, it can't be cumbersome. It can't be something that is going to take the majority of somebody's time to create, even to maintain. once somebody they're serious about this platform, they sign in, they're committed to getting themselves together financially. How often do you think that the average person should really check in on their financial stability, making sure that they're in the right direction? Is this something that they have to do this every week, every month, every quarter, every 6 months? How often should they spot check to make sure that they're on track?
So it's a great question. So we have some internal targets based on some of our research of what we think that the users should do. And we will learn even more over time if those are the right numbers. But I think that you know better than anyone that most financial planning is a marathon, right? Like we live in a world where we want quick fixes and quick change and we want to get rich quick. And financial planning just doesn't work that way, right? Exactly. There are some changes that you can make early on, but then you have to be patient throughout it. And so we target a user to engage with Saveology anywhere from 6 to 12 times a year. Okay. So that would be somewhere around every other month would be logging into the platform. These other engagements might be, you know, reading the articles that we send them, or, you know, talking to a coach or chatting. And so 12 total engagements is the maximum that they would do, but that doesn't mean monthly. Once we're on our coaching plans through employers, we target quarterly phone calls. And not everyone, most of our direct consumers don't do any phone calls. They just chat with someone or you know, get the emails. But on the coaching side, by talking once a quarter about your finances, you can identify problems before they happen. You can identify trends so that you can address or change them when needed. And you can identify opportunities to take advantage of that you might forget if you're only looking at that annually. So long-term game, small time commitment every now and then.
I like that. You know what? So again, we're running out of time right now. Spencer, again, how do they get in touch with Saveology if they want this information? Is there a direct, go online? Is there a phone number? How do they get in touch with Saveology?
Yeah, I highly recommend Saveology.com, Saveology.com would be the place to go, because that will cater to all of those markets, right? Direct to consumer can build their own plan, get started for free. An employer can reach out and talk to one of our account executives about setting up a financial wellness program, or an advisor can get connected with our head of partnerships or one of our partner relationship managers about applying this for their own practice. So Saveology.com will point you in all of those directions.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, I tell you what, Spencer, you've been a great guest. I really appreciate you coming on. And what I'd like to do is, if you don't mind, I'd love to have you come back, because I like to hear some of the stories, some of the testimonials, some of the experiences that people are having by plugging in this platform. Because like I said, just my experience, it's changing lives. And I applaud you for what you're doing. And Paul, are you there?
I am. I'm anxiously writing all this stuff down here. You want me to? I'm trying to engineer it and write at the same time here.
Well, like I said, so we're going to have Spencer come back. And as a matter of fact, what I'd like to do is maybe do a series, because like I said, the mindset of financial wellness and financial planning in this country, people don't see themselves, they don't see themselves succeeding anymore. They see themselves as living payday to payday, and they think that this is the norm and this is how it's going to be. And we need to get to change that narrative that it doesn't have to be that way, that you can have the financial success and the financial freedom that you deserve. But you have to, there's a way of doing it. It has to be done just like a combination lock. You can give somebody a lock and tell them to open it up. But if they don't have the combination, you just gave them a lock. And also you can still give them a lock and a combination with the numbers, but not give them the right order and sequence, and the lock is not going to open. With Saveology, not only are we giving them a tool and a platform, but we're giving them the correct order and sequence to make this thing work.
Well, I'd love to hear it one more time. How do we find Saveology? What's the website and all that stuff again here? Because I'm frantically trying to write it down and look for the stuff as you guys are talking here. So where do they find it again here?
Spencer?
Saveology.com. Saveology.com. You can find us for all of your financial needs.
Did I understand that there's a free version and then there's like a more robust paid version? Are there different levels that you can explore this?
Yeah, I recommend everyone start with a free version so that you can see the technology. You will get a free financial plan out of it. You don't get all the bells and whistles on the free version. For example, we don't integrate your accounts on the free version. Right. But on a paid version, you can connect your bank account and your retirement account. On the paid version, you can get access to financial coaches, whether by chat or by calls. So if you like the platform and you are committed to making changes, we talk about a paid version. I haven't even told you that it's $10 or less per month, right? We're not trying to charge the $2,200. We're just trying to get people started and change their lives.
And I also, let me add this, because even with the paid version, the advisor or the employer can cover that cost. So we can still make it free to the individual.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, Tyrone sent me one of these in advance of this, and I opened up the free version, and I just was trying to understand this. Because, yeah, the free version doesn't, I can't connect my accounts and watch it in real time here, what's really happening. But it does give me a plan. I didn't know that regular people could plan. I got to support Tyrone on this. It's what he says all the time. Is wealth for an extraordinary thing that only a few get? Or is wealth for everyday people like me?
Everyday people creating ordinary wealth. That's it, and it's a daily process, and it compounds over time.
Well, just like this show, keep tuning in. How do they find you, Tyrone? Where do they get more information? They want to learn about your services or this show.
Well, what I want them to do is just download my app. You can go to TyroneFrench.coach, TyroneFrench.com. But again, get my information, get that app in the palm of your hand, and again, I'm at your beck and call 24/7.
Wow. Well, I like that. Or through these podcasts. Thanks for all this, guys. I look forward to hearing more about it. It's like everything in this show. It makes me start scratching my head. Why haven't I thought of this before here?
That's why we have these shows, Paul. Closing the wealth gap.
Okay.
All right. Spencer, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Paul.
That's our show for this week. Closing the Wealth Gap. The one show, the only show that shows you how to take control of your financial future. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.